Joining me on the phone is Sheila Kennedy. Sheila is the co-founder and executive director of Top Box Foods. Sheila, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Rick.
Well, let's explain what Top Box Foods is, first of all.
Okay. Top Box Foods is a nonprofit based in Chicago. And what we do is we create access in underserved communities to fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and also to high quality meats, chicken, fish, and pork.
Basically trying to fill those deserts.
Right. So we operate in food deserts. So in Chicago, you know, mostly on the south and west sides, but, you know, we operate all over Chicago. And then also in Rockford, Illinois. And what we do is we partner in the community with a network. So our partners include schools and churches and healthcare providers, community organizations, housing facilities. And our partners spread the word that this food is available in their community. So, for instance, we partner with Rush Hospital and St. Sabina. And so in those cases, the folks at Rush Hospital will spread the word to their employees and also to their patients and to their community. And then at St. Sabina, Father Flager will spread the word to his members that this food is available in the community, you know, and we deliver right to the community.
I know that you just had a big kind of distribution in Rockford. I think it was yesterday. And in fact, a friend of mine was one of the volunteers, Porter McNeil, who lives out in the Quad Cities. But he said that Top Box, he believes, delivered so many boxes yesterday. It was four times than any previous delivery in Rockford. Is that an indication of really how bad things are in Rockford?
Well, I mean, the need is so great. So in Rockford, hundreds and hundreds of boxes of food were delivered by incredible volunteers and the leadership in Rockford. You know, United Way is our partner there, our primary partner, but also, you know, the state rep and aldermen and the mayor of Rockford and all sorts of other electeds and union officials. Everybody helped us spread the word that this food was available. And then they all stepped up to help deliver the food because, you know, our model really relies heavily on volunteer help.
So, I mean, obviously, this is even before the pandemic, this was a very important venture for getting food to people. But I mean, since the pandemic, I mean, what is the situation on the ground?
Well, you know, before the pandemic, we would deliver our food to a central community location. So, you know, it might be a church, and then people would come and, you know, that was a nice community event, and people would come and pick up their food and then and go home. But, of course, that can't happen now. So now we have switched our model, and we're making home deliveries. And I knew the need would be great, but I didn't anticipate how great. So to give you sort of a sense of just maybe this week, we've relied on volunteers, and they've spent 500 volunteer hours just this week. And in the last 3 days, we delivered over 4,500 boxes of food. So the need is incredibly great.
And how do you cope to meet that need?
All the Kennedys in this house are working. You know, we're leaning on everybody we know to help. You know, we have a small staff at Top Box Foods, and they're doing an incredible job of rising to the occasion. But you know, the need is great. Even before the pandemic, I heard about a Feeding America study that said that when people are taking, you know, when they get their groceries or taking advantage of pantry services or food bank services, on average, they get 5% of their groceries there. So if you're living in an underserved community that's a food desert, you know, if it's difficult to find a grocery store, or if you are short on money, which is a lot of people these days, you need to find that 95% of your groceries elsewhere. And so that's where Topbox Foods comes in. We don't give the food away, but our food is offered at up to 40% below retail. So it's only two types of food, too, beautiful fresh produce, and then also, you know, meats, chicken and fish and that kind of thing.
Been a lot of talk, of course, about the food chain and disruptions in that, particularly in food processing involving meat, livestock, pork. Are you seeing that as you try to, you know, stockpile to get to these to make these deliveries?
You know, we've been talking to our supply chain vendors about that. In our supply chain, we partner with vendors who actually share our mission. So, you know, and that's partly how we're able to get the food at such a low cost, and then we pass it along to the people that we serve. You know, they're in it with us. We're in it together. And so far, we haven't felt the effects, but, you know, it seems dire to me. And hopefully it'll be okay. But we've seen enough food.
We're speaking with Sheila Kennedy. She's the co-founder and executive director of Topbox Foods. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin, 5:46 on this Sunday afternoon. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio on this beautiful Sunday late afternoon, early evening. Joined on the phone by Sheila Kennedy. She is the co-founder, executive director of Topbox Foods, co-founder with her husband, Chris Kennedy. And we're talking about the service that Topbox Foods provides to underserved areas, basically food desert type areas, and the need being so great, particularly at this time. And Sheila, I have to say, you know, there's even before the pandemic, food deserts were always kind of a underlying concern, definitely in the city of Chicago. And, you know, you can go back years and there was talk about, oh, here's this master plan we're going to have to, you know, encourage grocers to locate in some of these underserved areas. We've seen a little bit of that. But I have to wonder now when you look at, you know, this uncertainty of the economy moving forward, you know, what are the opportunities as far as business going into some of these underserved communities to provide groceries?
I mean, you know, so Topbox Foods has stepped in, you know, to fill that gap and to make groceries, you know, available to people living in these food deserts. But, you know, I would say it's a difficult proposition to, especially now, to you know, open up a full service grocery store. So there are corner stores, you know, and there are a smattering of grocery stores in, you know, that aren't too far. But food deserts really are areas where there just really is no access to fresh produce and the kinds of meats and chicken and fish that we offer. And so if you are living in a food desert, at least in Chicago, it's typically, you know, low income, and there's a lot of stressors that exist in poverty, making it even worse and exacerbates the problem of a food desert. So you might have to take, you know, two buses to get to the grocery store, or, you know, you might have your children, and, you know, I mean, it's way harder, I think, to live in a food desert, particularly if it's in a low income and stressed community.
So in normal times, when you have the availability of these produce and meat products to purchase at discount, was that a centralized kind of location aspect?
Yeah. So what we did was we tried to partner with as many community organizations as we could, and a lot of them are churches, actually. And so we would deliver once a month to, you know, these locations. We'd rely on volunteers to staff these deliveries. We'd have truck routes going out on multiple stops, multiple routes, one Saturday a month. And it was a big, you know, sort of a community get-together. And people would pick up their food, and, you know, then at the community location, they'd feel more bonded to that. location, you know, and so that model, you know, we started it in 2012, and since then we had reached 12,000 people. But since the pandemic, you know, we had to switch that. So now we deliver straight to people's houses.
Right.
Which is a completely different thing.
That was not the model. Right. You know, I think about, you know, the uncertainty again of no one, people suddenly losing their jobs, the fact of needing assistance. And I guess, you know, I wonder, is there still somewhat of a stigma attached to taking part in programs like yours?
I don't think so, and I hope not. You know, the Kennedys, our family, we eat Top Box Foods all the time. And in fact, if you've been on Chris's Facebook page, he posts pictures of me frequently after I've made a meal with this food. So this food, people are actually paying for it. So there's a high level of expectation of what food they're going to get. So there's a lot of pride in the transaction. And, you know, we work hard to gain people's trust and, you know, we're proud of the food that we offer. You know, it's really the highest quality out there.
I was wondering too, is through your program, can people use SNAP benefits and things like that?
Yeah, people can use SNAP benefits. And that's, you know, I think that is, you know, particularly if you're living in a food desert, to be able to use your SNAP benefits on, you know, fresh produce or, you know, these meats, I think that's a great way to stretch your SNAP dollar because it's below the cost at retail. And so, you know, you can get more healthy food for that.
There's been a lot of talk about, you know, because of the pandemic, about whether SNAP benefits should be extended to more families, whether the benefits themselves should be increased. You know, from what you do, are the SNAP benefits adequate?
I mean, I don't think they're adequate. I also think that, you know, the government was going to drastically reduce the amount of benefits that people got. So thankfully, they put a hold on that. And so they did it. They did, you know, they didn't decrease the amount as they had told us they were going to do. But, you know, SNAP benefits, I love hearing Tammy Duckworth's story about when she was, you know, they hit hard times and SNAP benefits allowed them to get back on their feet. It's a temporary thing. And people who need SNAP benefits and need those to buy something as basic as groceries, you know, I think that we ought to do that for our, you know, fellow Americans.
Now, obviously, this has been a program, as you said, since 2012 in Chicago and the South and West Sides. Now, is Rockford now a permanent part of the program?
Right. So Rockford, you know, we partnered with United Way in 2017, and we were doing monthly deliveries in Rockford. And then this yesterday was really, we brought in, you know, the leaders, the community leaders in Rockford, along with the United Way. And so it was a different kind of delivery this weekend. So I think it is going to be permanent, I'm happy to say. I think that the United Way is an incredible partner, and we have a next delivery, which is going to be May 16th there.
And this program, I mean, it does extend beyond Illinois, doesn't it?
It does. So we, you know, our biggest part of the program is in Chicago, and then we have Rockford, but we also operate in New Orleans and also starting in Atlanta.
And New Orleans has been for some time, am I correct?
Yes, right. So they've been for some time. And, you know, what they've done during the pandemic, they also make home deliveries. But because the farmers markets had been put on hold, the farmers had no way to distribute their food. So in New Orleans, at least, we partnered with farmers to help get that their food out. So, you know, it's been a great thing all the way around.
And you said Atlanta is just starting. Is that correct?
They're just starting. So, you know, this is a challenge.
Well, that's why I asked, because this seems like an interesting time to, you know, besides having to adjust your model to, you know, you do have this desperate time of need. And it seems like a difficult way to start.
Right. So, you know, we're pretty nimble and we adjust fast. And so, you know, we're going to keep working on Atlanta. But we're actually, my effort and Chris's efforts are mostly focused in Chicago and in Rockford.
Yeah, what about as far as other areas of the state?
Well, so far, you know, we were up in Lake County for a bit in partnership with the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And that was an excellent partnership that, you know, we ended up focusing more on the south and west sides of Chicago. So we put that one on hold.
Where can people get more information about this? As you said, you rely heavily on volunteers. And, you know, the people are kind of in a volunteer spirit these days. I mean, how can they find out where they can pitch in?
Okay. I love that question, because we do rely on the generosity of volunteers. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to, you know, work with volunteers who are interested in helping out. All they have to do is go to our website, and that's topboxfoods.com, and they'll see a place that says, how do I get involved? And or there's another place that says, if you'd like to volunteer, click here. And both of those will take you to a place where you just fill in. But there's different things people can volunteer doing. They can be delivery drivers. And we have a whole protocol that keeps everybody safe, the volunteers and the people who are receiving the food. We also need people to help us out in the warehouse. And then if people are wanting to stay in their homes, you know, if they're more vulnerable, and we have a lot of work that can be done from home in the form of making phone calls. So there's lots of ways people can pitch in.
I want to go back to one thing I asked you earlier, and you said you have, you know, the partners in supplying this food, but you expressed some concern that supply chain may be having some serious problems.
I mean, right, we haven't experienced it firsthand yet, but, you know, we've talked to our suppliers, and, you know, we're keeping our plan going forward, and, you know, we haven't cut back on anything. Although some of our suppliers, we have increased our work in our warehouse so that the work of packaging these boxes gets done by us. And in the past, some of the suppliers did that. So that's really the only change. I think I haven't really seen firsthand, you know, less food.
It sounds like, it sounds like a real volunteer effort would be working in that warehouse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, given the need, given the number of boxes that need to be processed, that would seem to be like the preeminent place that you folks are looking for some help at.
Right, either that or delivery drivers, because there's a lot of, you know, because people are doing it in their cars, and we do use refrigerated bags, and, you know, we try to keep the food cold. The amount of stops people can make are limited, because you want to make sure that the food maintains its integrity, you know, so it doesn't thaw if it's frozen, or, you know, that it stays fresh.
That's Sheila Kennedy. She's executive director and co-founder of Top Box Foods. Sheila, thank you so much for joining me today.
Rick, thank you for having me on. Thank you.